Okay, today at 93.1 with Loverboy, there's Turn Me Loose. It's 12:35. I'm Sean Turner, and it's kind of exciting because... I always love this theme. 35 years ago this month, this TV show premiered. We're talking about Chips, so it's celebrating its 35th anniversary. And I'm really excited because joining me on the phone is the man who played Officer John Baker. Remember, it was John at Punch. So Officer John Baker's on the phone. It's Larry Wilcox. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Sean.
Okay, so 35 years ago, the show premiered. Did you ever think it would be so successful?
We were really, really fortunate because there was NBC, ABC, and CBS, and those networks were really the leaders. And so television ratings were, you know, Nielsen ratings of 18 or 19 or 22. It's unheard of today. I mean, your rating today is 2. And so, you know, the amount of exposure that we got in the United States and syndicated in 100 foreign countries. I mean, I'd go to Brazil and 40,000 people met me at the airport.
That doesn't really surprise me because the show was so good. I have so many great memories of watching it, and I have it on DVD now. Do you personally have a favorite episode?
Well, indulgently, my favorite episodes always were the ones I directed. You know, I think Ride the Whirlwind was one. One was about motocross, and then another one was about a tow truck that was dragging a chain and damaging things or so on. Probably the most fun for me. I enjoyed the rodeo shows because I liked to rodeo, and then we did one on jet skis, and I got to do all my stunts in the ocean on the jet skis, so that was kind of fun. It was getting paid to have fun with all the things that you probably never could afford in life, from planes to boats to jet skis to pretty girls, you know.
Once again, we're speaking with Larry Wilcox. He played Officer John Baker on the TV show Chips, which celebrating its 35th anniversary this month. Now, Larry, got to ask you this. I had heard that you once thought of pursuing a singing career. Now, is that true?
Yeah, well, young people have different careers that they think they're pursuing. Usually it starts with medicine and ends up as an actor, which means they don't know what in the heck they're going to do. But in my case, yeah, I studied music and played piano and guitar and studied at the Beverly Hills Music Academy for a while and then ended up acting and played a little bit in a rock band with electric piano, which meant that I could play 4 chords and, was a wannabe, but had a great time.
And what are you doing nowadays?
One is that I'm starting over in a film career where I have to learn everything. And I really enjoy, like if someone calls me and says, Larry, you're an award-winning producer. Would you mind shooting this commercial for me? And I go and shoot it. And I shoot it. I do the camera work. I do the lighting. I do the editing. I do the mixing. I do it from beginning to end. And the second thing, I'm involved with a company called Shop.com. And you can shop for everything from your toilet paper to your toothpaste to isotonic vitamins or whatever, anything and everything. Let's just call it, for sake of reference, a billion-dollar company and growing quickly. So, and then the third thing is I've been working on this documentary called Flowers and Gardeners, and it's about children at risk and parenting, life skills, and all the things that most parents don't learn because they're children raising children.
You are a busy, busy guy. That's very impressive. All right. I have to put you on the spot with some obscure trivia. I tried to find something kind of obscure, but not too difficult. I don't want to make it too difficult for you. So what were John and Punch's unit IDs? What were John and Punch's unit IDs? Any idea?
Mine was 7 Mary 3 and stood for that I rode motors. M is motors, and 3 was the area that I rode, and 7 was from Central. And Eric Estrada's was 7 Mary 4, and so that was 7 Mary 3 and 7 Mary 4.
That's so cool to actually hear you say those things on the phone while you're talking to me. It just sounds weird. It brings me right back to the 70s. Okay, Larry, you know what? It's been an amazing thrill to talk to you. I love the show, and thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to me about the big 35th anniversary of Chips.
Hey, thank you, Sean, and good luck with everything you're doing, and don't stop learning.